When you reach the imposing facade of Adelaide Arcade, you instantly notice the Gnarl, Shorty and Boss sitting on the edge of the cascading cast iron fountain and working their way through a pile of toasted cheese sandwiches, flavoured popcorn and yellow gerberas. You step back into the crowd and pretend to busy yourself admiring the arcade's 1885 Italianate revival style. All 2 million bricks of it, with its gilded wrought iron latticework and scalloped green-domed roof. The chief ghost of the arcade, Frank, is actually a gizlet, a stone-faced lifeform from the Never Galaxy. By day, Frank poses as the bearded gargoyle on the arcade's Rundle Mall facade, while his twin brother Fred poses as the bearded gargoyle on the arcade's Grenfell Street facade. By night, Frank throws outrageous parties for the resident aliens of Adelaide. Frank's propensity for fun has, more often than not, led you into trouble. But with one moodling still defined and limited options, you decide he's worth a try. "Frank!" you whisper up to him.
"Captain!"
he yells down. "Shh!" You motion to the Gnarl and Frank nods. "Have you seen a moodling?"
"There's one on your shoulder," he replies.
"No, another moodling." Frank shakes his head and a pigeon lands on his healthy head of hair. He tries to shake it off, but he can't tilt his head up. Frank gives an angry huff, and the pigeon, for all intents and purposes, seems to fall asleep. The moodling on your shoulder wriggles, then starts thrashing about so violently that you struggle to hold him. You're so distracted that you almost miss the pigeon, turning into a puddle of goo that rolls down Frank's nose.
Achoo!
Frank sneezes violently, and what you now realise is the second moodling is floating towards you in what appears to be a huge snot bubble. Just as the bubble containing the sleeping alien is almost within reach, a gust of wind blows it in the direction of an open-mouthed Gnarl. Fearing the moodling may become a Gnarl snack, you swiftly unleash your 2-metre-long tongue and pop the bubble. Too bad you didn't anticipate that the wet slap of the sleeping moodling hitting the pavement would attract the Gnarl's attention. You hesitate a second too long, and Shorty and Boss rear over you, baring their popcorn-encrusted teeth.
"What do you think, Shorty?"
asks Boss.
"Down the moon jelly mines?"
"Nah, Boss," says Shorty.
"Straight to the blabberworm bog."
As they bundle you up and carry you down the mall, you notice from the corner of your eye two shimmering trails leading to a pair of small humans. The moodlings, smiling and waving.
"Thanks for a terrific day, Captain. We had fun,"
one giggles.
"So much fun,"
laughs the other,
"that we've decided to take over your business."
All you can do is shake an angry fist at them as they skip along beside you, all the way to the Gnarl prison ship, where they blow you kisses and wish you bon voyage.